You're Only as Good as Your Last Kiss by Sophie Tucker. It's hard to believe how very naive married women of the upper social decks, including some of my chums, can be when it comes to the very important subject of sex. There's scarcely a day, I'm sorry to say, that some lady in emotional distress doesn't take me aside and tearfully confide that her marriage has become a mess. And the stories are generally very much the same. The husband, of course, is the one to blame, and certainly sometimes there's no doubt that he is, but often, too often, it's her fault, not his. Now, the plain fact is this: the matrimonial kiss reveals some things you cannot hide. When he no longer flips at the touch of your lips, baby, it's cold outside. And when your lover boy starts giving you those fishy eyes, here's the truth that all girls should realize. You're only as good as your last kiss, and your last kiss had better be good. A smart gal knows that men are men, and in the marriage game, you can't just be your husband's wife, you must also be his dame. You're only as good as your last thrill, so get hip and don't you be a block of wood. And when he takes you in his arms, you become a ball of fire. And when you kiss him till the old boy blows a tire. 'Cause you're only as good as your last kiss, and your last kiss had better be good. I often sing a great old song in these days of vaudeville. It says a good man's hard to find, but holding him is harder still. Especially nowadays when you have so much competition. Every time you kiss your husband, you're given an audition. In the streets of every city, in the country fields of clover, from bulging brassieres and well-rounded rears, sex is busting out all over. Your man is tempted every day by a tight skirt and a sweater. And your kiss must be as good as hers. In fact, it's gotta be better. Remember what I tell you girls, and I'm positively right. A woman's most important job is the job that she does at night. You can be the most perfect housewife that ever wore a wedding ring. You can be the most charming hostess at a table for a king. You can be another Eleanor Roosevelt, respected wherever you go. But in the bedroom, baby, you gotta be a Bridget Bardot. The way to a man's heart is not through his stomach. That saying is fake. Did you ever hear Sinatra sing a love song to a snake? And you'll never hold your Angelo with your chicken cacciatore. The chicken he is really after is your chicken de amore. And when your pizzone shouts, hey, how about some pizza, nice and hot? He doesn't mean a pizza pie, he means a piece of you-know-what. I'm giving you the real facts of life, and you might as well just face it. When a hound dog doesn't get it at home, he's bound to go out and chase it. And if you want your man rushing home at night, flying like an eagle, you give him the lovin' you used to give him before you made it legal. Be perfumed, nicely groomed, wear a gown especially made for it. And when he's got his arms around your charms, act like you're getting paid for it. A good man's love is a wonderful thing, and a woman has to earn it. I'm giving you some damn good advice. It took me 3 husbands to learn it. 'Cause you're only as good as your last kiss. So that last kiss had better be good.